twisted, evil, a monster. Her mother, Allison Phillips.
When he made the choice to take Lakin's life and destroy ours, he showed no mercy on Lakin when she was begging for her life.
Ibarra got a long series of consecutive sentences, including life in prison without the possibility of parole. Veronica Waters for CBS News, Atlanta.
At least two people have died in a storm pummeling Northern California, Oregon, and Washington with hurricane-force winds and massive power outages and rain. This man lives in Washington.
Wind bustling, heard a loud snap coming from the back a couple times. Bunch of trees I heard fall down.
A Florida man has been arrested and charged in a plot to bomb the New York Stock Exchange this week. The FBI also says that Haroon Abdul Malik Yenner of Coral Springs, Florida, has appeared in court and will be detained while he awaits a trial. In South Carolina, Susan Smith, convicted of killing her two sons by rolling her car into a lake in 1994, is denied parole.
Susan betrayed us and took the lives of those boys and then lied about it.
At Wednesday's hearing, members of the Smith family asked the board to deny her parole. Smith is serving a life sentence after a jury convicted her of murder but decided not to sentence her to death.
That's CBS's Skylar Henry. The House Ethics Committee is expected to reconvene on December 5th after not releasing a report on its investigation into President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, former Congressman Matt Gaetz. CBS's Nicole Killian spoke to House Ethics Committee Chairman Michael Guest, a Republican.
Gaetz was under investigation by the House Ethics Committee for allegations of sexual misconduct. But late Wednesday, the panel met behind closed doors and did not reach a consensus to release its report.
Have you spoken to Matt Gaetz at all? Has he had a chance to look at this report?
I've had no conversation with Mr. Gaetz.
Some University of Texas students could be eligible for free tuition.
The UT Board of Regents giving preliminary approval for the plan that kicks off in the fall of 2025. Free tuition at any of the 9 academic institutions in the University of Texas system for in-state undergrads whose families make $100,000 or less. That's up from the $65,000 mark set in 2019. Chancellor James Milliken calling the program a game changer. The UT system is the first in Texas with this free tuition offer. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's honors our military community this Veterans Day and every day. To say thank you, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get 10% off everyday purchases, plus free silver key status with MyLowe's Rewards. It's our way of showing our gratitude to the brave people who have and continue to serve our country. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit USPS.com/advantage.
Pope Francis has revised the funeral rites that will be used when he dies. CBS's Vicki Barker covered his inauguration and reports now from our foreign desk.
He insisted on a slimmed down mass when he was inaugurated as Pope. So it's no surprise, really, that Francis wants to do the same for his funeral. The updated liturgy will emphasize his role as a mere bishop and will allow for burial outside the Vatican in keeping with his wishes. His spokesman says the pontiff wants his funeral to be that of a shepherd and disciple of Christ and not of a powerful man of this world. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Ford is cutting its workforce by 4,000 in Europe and the UK by the end of 2027. It cites headwinds from the economy and pressure from increased competition and weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles. Ford says most of the job cuts would come in Germany and would be carried out in consultation with employee representatives. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain and snow showers this evening, becoming all snow overnight. A low in the low 30s with the wind picking up. Winter weather advisory tomorrow morning with slushy snow of a couple inches, all rain in the afternoon and windy. Highs in the low 40s.
Right now it's 31.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's gonna back me to gambling. right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Mm-hmm.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Just to ease my pain. the workday is done, these timeless hits somehow sound even better. More on the way from WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
Finger now, it doesn't mean a thing.
doesn't shine for me anymore. And this diamond ring doesn't mean what it did before. So if you've got someone whose love is true, let it shine for you. This stone is genuine, like love should be. And if your baby's truer than
an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
one told me about love. What could I do? Well, no one told me about love, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's my best.
WRJN.
Some people may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Yeah. seven lonely days and a dozen times ago. I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong, let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through. With the rain in my shoes,
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A deadly storm batters the Northwest, causing widespread power outages and rainfall that is expected to last through Friday. Near Seattle, KIRO Sam Campbell is with residents assessing the damage.
Closed roads, diverting traffic, and a labyrinth in town. Shopping centers out of power, multiple trees laying over power lines, and a mangled trampoline on a sidewalk by the police department. Lake Stevens residents are stunned. Jay Frazier had his Dodge Ram smashed by a tall tree.
It was just a loud snap in a huge crack. My truck and another neighbor's truck covered in the tree.
Down the road, a power pole itself snapped near the base, leaving a busy day for utility crews. Sam Campbell for CBS News, Seattle.
The House Ethics Committee is keeping the Matt Gaetz report into allegations of sexual misconduct under wraps. Ranking committee member Susan Wild says they will reconvene on December 5th to revisit it. Democratic committee member Mark DeShoney says the committee is pursuing transparency.
We're supposed to work in a consensus, and I still have faith that we will do that on the Ethics Committee. So that's as much as I can say. I'm sorry, but these are the rules, and we try to comply with the rules, some of us.
Jose Ibarra, who entered the U.S. illegally, has been convicted by a judge in Georgia for trying to rape and then fatally beat nursing student Laken Riley on the University of Georgia campus. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez in Athens.
Laken Riley's mom called Jose Ibarra a monster. Her sister said she hated even being in the same room with him. And they were asking the judge to enforce what the maximum penalty is the prosecution was going for in this case, which was life in prison without parole. The judge very quickly said he agreed with that.
The Biden White House is sending anti-personnel landmines to help stop Russian ground forces from slowly taking more of eastern Ukraine. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor.
They know where these mines will be.